Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, if you have your Bibles.
Yeah.
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Amen. Great God in heaven. I'll get it together here. So them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Right.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Yep. Hallelujah.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, I've read this. I can't say at every funeral I've preached. I've preached lots of funerals, but I've read these passages in 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. I'll show you a mystery. Amen. We should not all sleep over there in Corinthians. And I've read these texts many times at funerals. Amen. And verse number 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Right. Amen.
These words are to be used to comfort one another. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Amen. If the Lord would help me here today, amen. If you would help me, I'd like to preach on the comfort of his coming. Amen.
Yeah, right.
The comfort of his coming. 1 Thessalonians was written to a group of young believers. These people had only been saved for a few months, and they were suffering very intense persecution for their faith. And because they were so young in the Lord, they were confused about a number of matters. So Paul wrote to them to help them, amen, grow in their faith. And this great book, in this great book, Paul confronts their doubts. He challenges them to a closer and a cleaner walk with the Lord. And he answers the questions that they have about several areas of the faith with the Lord. Amen. And amongst the topics, Paul discusses the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul lets them know that the coming of Jesus is not an event that should bring fear to the hearts of the believers. Amen.
Right.
He wants them to know that the return of Jesus Christ for his church is an event that should comfort the hearts of those who know the Lord. Amen. Great God. I remember talking to a fellow one time, talking to him, amen, about one of these days Jesus is going to come and resurrect the church out of here. And he said, oh, don't talk like that. Don't talk about Jesus coming. Amen. It makes me, frightens me. Amen. He said, it makes me scared to think about the coming of the Lord. Well, amen. I tell you what, it doesn't make me scared, Brother Daniel. I'm looking for the coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Amen. Why does it make you afraid, Brother Jason? Well, my dad, my natural father's here today. Amen. I tell you, I've never really much been afraid of him unless I did something that I need to be afraid for. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. My dad walked on crutches for about 20 years. Got himself hurt up there in the mines. Amen. And I remember he's walking on crutches, and I smarted off to him one time. Amen. I remember where we was. We was at that old building behind the house. And he said something, and I said something. And I smarted off. He didn't like it too well. And he took that old crutch, and he whisked it. And if I hadn't been fast enough, he'd have took my head off. Amen. God, that's the only time that I ever needed to be afraid of my dad is if I did something to be afraid about. Praise God.
Sure, sure.
But most of the time, amen, my dad was there, Brother George, to be my help, amen, to be my strength, praise God, to be there in times of trouble, amen. So I tell you, that's the way our Father is, and unless you've done something to be scared of, I tell you, you ought to be watching for him, amen. You ought to be waiting for the coming of the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Among the fears of these Thessalonians was that their departed loved ones had missed the second coming. Amen. They were afraid that their dead had missed the rapture and would not be raised again until after the tribulation. Amen. Or that their dead loved ones might be second-class citizens in heaven. And Paul gives them some much-needed information about this matter. Amen. Death is not what we think it is. Paul calls it sleep. Amen.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this. This does not mean that the soul sleeps. This is a false doctrine. Amen. If a preacher preaches to you and if a church tells you that when somebody dies, they're asleep. Amen. Thank God in heaven, somebody's asleep, Brother George. Amen. I'll never forget Sister Peggy remembers Sister Mills. I forgot her first name. Her husband pastored this church for a good number of years, and she approached me at a funeral home one time. Amen. And she was very concerned. Her husband had been dead for many years, and she said that she had heard somebody preach and said that when your dead loved one dies, they're just floating around somewhere. Amen. They're just asleep somewhere, but nobody knows where. And she was very disturbed in her spirit, and I could feel that. Amen. And I looked at her and I said, Sister Mills, I can't speak for your husband, for I never knew him.
Yeah.
I can't speak for him, for I'm no man or woman's judge. But I said, I can speak for the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
And I said, if your husband was a Christian and he knew God and lived for God all them years, like I hear people say he did, I said, hey, he is not just floating around as a spirit somewhere. He's in the very presence of God.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Thank God. That thief died upon the cross. Amen, Brother Earl. He was a wicked man. Amen. And he died upon that cross. But just a few moments before he died, he repented and he called upon the name of the Lord. And he said, Lord, would you remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? Hallelujah. And I love what Jesus said, Brother Rice. He said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. When that thief died, I tell you, he woke up in the presence of God.
All
amen.
Right.
Oh, yes. Amen. I said he woke up in the very presence of God. Amen. This word sleep is a euphemism for death. When we fall asleep at night, we lose consciousness, but we don't cease to exist. Those who die in Jesus lose consciousness in this present world, but they don't cease to exist. Amen. Oh, no. Amen. They exist in another land. Praise God. Oh, yes. And this phrase in verse 14 says that when God comes, amen, he will bring with him. Makes it very clear, great God in heaven, that they continue to exist in heaven with God. The metaphor of sleep is precious. This phrase to them also, when sleep in Jesus, can be translated, amen, to them which Jesus puts to sleep. Listen to this. It is the very image of a loving mother or father rocking that child to sleep. This is just what the Lord does. He comes for his own, amen, and he gently rocks them to sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Tom, give me John 14. Amen. The famous couple of three verses. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Aren't you glad that when we die in the arms of the Lord? I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the saints. I'm talking about Christians. Amen. We're not talking about sinners. Now, there's major Bible doctrines. Amen. Hey, God, why do you preach on this? Well, the church right here knows I preach on this topic, I guess, three or four, sometimes five or six times a year.
Yeah.
Amen. Several years ago, I was praying in prayer, Brother Tommy. Amen. There's a lot to preach on. Amen. We can preach on heaven, Brother Keith. We can preach on hell. Great God. You know, the Bible teaches four times more on hell than it does heaven. But we preach on heaven 20 times more than we do hell. Amen. We can preach on sin. We can preach on salvation. We can preach on healing. We can preach on the power of God. Amen. There's lots of we can preach on sanctification. We can preach on the baptism of the Holy. There's a lot of things to preach on. Amen. But but oh, a major Bible theme is the rapture, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And several years ago, the Lord dealt with my heart, and he said, if you'll bring this topic up multiple times a year, I'll bless it. Amen.
Yeah, come on.
And I tell you, Chester, I've never failed, amen, to preach to the people. Get ready. The Lord's about to
Lord's
come.
Coming.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Jesus can come. When can he come?
Woo.
He can come right now. There's nothing holding back the coming of the Lord. Amen. Many Bible scoffers say, amen, wherein is his coming? For the Father has fell asleep.
Yeah.
Amen. That's just prophecy being fulfilled in the Word of God.
Right.
People saying, amen, well, I've heard all my life Jesus is going to come, and he hadn't come yet. Amen. Great God. I tell you, as Brother Tom said it a moment ago, amen, this earth is shaking.
Yeah.
This earth is moaning and groaning.
Yeah.
There's sin like it's never been. There's pornography sweeping the land.
Come on, tell it.
Great God, there's homosexuality sweeping the world. There's major sins going on in this world. There's earthquakes. There's tornadoes.
Yeah.
There's massive blizzards. Hey, I tell you, the world is groaning for the coming of the Lord.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I believe he could come right this very day.
Yeah.
And if he comes, Brother Daniel, I tell you, I'm going to be ready. That's what I'm preaching today. Are you ready? If the Lord should come, are you ready? For he's coming right here today.
Right here. Woo. Come on.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
When he comes, he's going to come for his own.
Yeah.
Praise God. Woo. But Tommy, I should have had you look this one up for me. Great God, real quick. 2 Timothy 4:8. Oh, yes, Sister Dottie, give me this one. Philippians 1:23. Y'all remember them. I'll forget it in a minute. Amen. Great God, I think somebody got aggravated at me the other day because I didn't call on to read a verse. Well, I wish you'd stand up here with all these thoughts coming through your mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, great God. Tell us, Brother Tom. Amen. What John 14:1-3 has to say.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Woo.
I go to prepare a place
for you. Wait, here's a good part. I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
Great God.
Woo. And if I go.
And if I go.
And prepare a place for you.
Prepare that place.
I will come again.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to go prepare a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I go and prepare a place,
hallelujah.
I will come again.
Come again.
Woo. Woo. Finish it out.
And receive you unto myself.
And receive you. Who is you? The church. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, if I go prepare a place, heaven. That's where he's going. We all know he's been making a place called heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And if I go prepare a place, amen, which I will, I'm going to go. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Was that the end of it?
That where I am,
woo,
there you shall be also.
Amen.
Come on.
That where I
yeah,
there ye may be also. There's so much debate what's going to be in heaven. There's so much debate on the mansions. What's the mansions going to look like? What's my home in heaven going to look like? Be honest with you, I never focus much on that. I can care less. If I have a shack over by the river of life, hey, I can really care less much what's going to be, amen, in heaven besides one, and that's Jesus.
Woo.
That where I am,
yeah,
there you may be also. I come to tell you, church, Jesus is going to be in heaven.
Come on,
thank God, the Savior, the one that bled and died and gave his heart and gave his life on Calvary, that I can have life. That's who's going to be in heaven. Yes, I'm going to have a mansion. Yes, it's going to be a wonderful place. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man what God hath in store. Yeah, heaven's going to be a wonderful place. But oh, I come to tell you, Jesus will be there. Can you imagine Jesus being there? Can you imagine sitting down at the throne with the Savior?
I hate to bring up hard talks right here. I mean no harm by this.
Come on.
Hey, amen. I can only speak for Jason. Amen. And I remember when my grandparents died. Holidays wasn't the same. I remember when my Papa Painter died.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same. Papa wasn't there no more. Amen. And if time should stand, amen, that's family members not off. Holidays ain't quite the same. Because Mom ain't there.
Right.
Dad's not there. Papa's not there. It's not the same atmosphere.
Right.
It's not the same feeling. Because that one you loved is not in the house. Oh, can I tell you here today, when I get to heaven, you talk about homecoming, you talk about a great time, you talk about a land where we'll never die. Hey, I come to tell him, hey, are you ready? I come to ask you a question.
Come on.
Are you ready for the Lord to come? Are you watching? Are you waiting? I said the Lord, Sister Shirley Breed Love, he's going to be there. My loved ones, thank God, that died in the Lord, they're going to be there. Brother Marshall Atkins, it's going to be.
Come on.
They're going to be. Hey, yeah. I can't wait to see him do it. Michelle was sick in Walmart one time. And Brother Marshall said, let me pray for you. Right in the middle of Walmart, he started shouting and cutting the rug. That's where you do it.
Yeah.
I said, Brother Marshall, hold on. Hey, man, I'm on my way. I said, Gary Mason back. Hold on.
Yeah, hold
on. My way. Wayne Romans. Hold on.
Hold on.
I said, I'm on my way. Get ready, church. Get ready. The Lord is coming.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless
you. Well, I could go right on here.
Jesus.
But I need to get you some scripture.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Death is merely a departure of the soul from this life into heaven. Here at 2 Timothy 4:8. Amen. Tell us what it said, Brother Tommy.
Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Yeah. There is a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
Hallelujah.
God in heaven. Why do you live, amen, like you do, Brother Jason? Why don't you go out and sin and carry on and carouse? Amen. Live like the world does. Great God. Well, first off, I've got a new nature in me. I've got the nature of the living God. Tell him I have no desire for that. But second off, I'm laying up treasures in heaven. Sister Peggy, I said I'm laying up treasures in heaven where there's a crown of righteousness waiting on me one of these days. Yeah, did you hear that? Did you hear that? I couldn't tell you the times I'm sitting back there for hours. I sit at that study over my garage for hours and hours. I've got stacks of notes. I guess 2 or 3 stacks. I got this call. Maybe more than that. Messages I preached over the last 12 years. And the devil says from time to time, you're wasting your time. And you're just blowing, lose your voice, spit and holler and sweat. And it ain't doing nobody no good. Well, I believe that's a partial lie. I believe it's doing some folks some good. Whether it's doing them any good or not. Hey, man, I'm fulfilling my calling in this world. Amen. Pulling them out of the fire, the Bible said, and I'm laying up a crown, brother, a preacher. Travel, go, do the work of God, do the will of God. We're laying up a treasure, we're laying up a crown of righteousness. And one of these days, when we get to heaven, the Lord will give us a crown and say, thank you your service down on earth. It'll be worth it, church. It'll be worth it one of these days, amen, to make it to heaven.
Thank God. Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where does our hope come from to face death?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, there's 2 sources. The death of Christ on the cross and the resurrection of Christ from a tomb.
That's all right.
That's why I can face death.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
I was hoping Brother Bill would tell it, but he didn't tell it. Brother Bill Prescott tells about his dad. Amen. His dad preached the gospel all them years. I forget how many years Brother Bill, our evangelist, that just left. I forget how many years his dad preached
50 years or plus. He preached till he died.
Amen. He's an old man. And he was riding down the road and a car hit him. And it killed his wife instantly. Amen. It killed Sister Prescott instantaneously on impact. And he lived a few days in the hospital, beaten, mangled up. Amen. They was petting on him and loving on him, Brother Earl. Dad, you're going to make it. Dad, we love you, Dad. You know how you do. Amen. But laying there in that hospital bed, body beat all to pieces, broken bones banged and mashed up. Amen. He stared up into heavens and he said, kids, leave me alone. Amen. Heaven's calling for me. He wasn't afraid to die, Brother George. He had preached, he had ran, he had lived for God all them years. And when it got down to crunch time, he wasn't afraid to die. He looked death right straight in the face and said, even so, come get me, Lord. I'm ready to die. And I come to tell you, you don't have to be ready even to die. We got to be ready to live. We got to learn to live for the Lord in this life.
My, pray for me here.
When the Bible speaks of death, the death of Jesus, it doesn't use the word sleep. Jesus was not gently rocked to sleep. He endured the four force of death for the elect. 1 Peter 2:24, look it up. I ain't got time to read you all my verses today. When Jesus died, he endured the full wrath of God. Amen. Woo! I do need this one. I think I've got it marked. When Jesus died, listen to this. Amen. Great God. He endured the full wrath of God for our sins. And he by death took away forever the sting of death for the saints of God. 1 Corinthians 15:55, if I can find it. Amen. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin, amen, is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I can live because Jesus lives. Hey, Buddha's still in the grave somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
Muhammad, he lived and died and still in the grave.
Yeah.
The great God Jesus died and they hung him on a cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. They put a major, amen, stone across that entrance and they guarded it with Roman soldiers. But on the third day, Brother Earl, heaven and earth began to shake. Hell began to shake.
Come on, come on.
That third day, Jesus got up, and the Bible said he ever liveth to make intercession for you and me. I can live. I can go to heaven one day because Jesus lives. I can go because he died. Hey, I don't have to die because he took the stinger out of death.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I told you before, Lord, about that beating up that car. Hey, man, I think it was that one of them children were allergic to it. And they was worried about that bee sting in that child.
Yeah.
It might swell up. Some people are so allergic, their throat swells up. And they lose oxygen and die. And that dad, amen, got that old bee. He couldn't chew it out. And somehow he got it and let it sting him. Woo! He took the stinger. So the son wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey, man, that boy was crying, and that dad said, son, you don't have to worry about it. I got the stinger. That's what Jesus said. Amen to his children. You don't have to worry about it. I took the sting out of death.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I took the sting out of death so you can die in grace. You can die looking forward to the next life. Hey, God, I come to tell us he's alive. He is alive.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Praise God.
Not only does his death give us hope, it gives us resurrection. Because Jesus rose from the dead, all of those who have their faith in him will rise again Amen. Great God, that same chapter, read it. I don't want to sit and read it to you all day. 1 Corinthians 15, read that whole chapter later. Because Jesus died and rose again, we don't have to fear the judgment of God. Woo. Hey man, God had accepted Jesus as a ransom for our sin. Did you hear me?
Come on.
Amen. Oh, yes. I do want to get you this one real quick, if I can find it. Amen. Romans. Great God in heaven. Romans chapter 3. Amen. Verse number 26. Romans chapter 3. And verse number 26. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be judged, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. That's all it takes, is to believe on him. That's all it takes, is to trust him. You can flip on over to 4:25, and it says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Hey God, I don't have time to get into this, but he was raised, Brother George, for my justification. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, what does justification mean? Amen. When the Father looks at my sin, I don't care if you've been a murderer, I don't care if you've been a thief, I don't care if you've been a liar, I don't care if you've been a drug addict, I don't care if you've been an adulterer.
Come on.
I don't care what kind of sin you might have got into. If you've been justified by the Son of God, what does that mean? One man said, it means just if I'd never sinned. Hey, when the Savior looks at my sin, hey, and the devil tries to bring it up, the Father said, he's been justified just as if he had never sinned. Glory to God. Aren't you glad for the justification of the Savior?
Praise God.
So when we come in, before I move on, I want to get this. 1 Timothy 2:6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Aren't you glad Jesus Christ became the ransom of sin?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Nice. So when we come in for a funeral, follow that body to the grave. We're not saying goodbye to the loved one. We're saying, I'll meet you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
They've gone to be with Jesus, and I'll see you in the morning. Amen. That is a comforting word. Well, amen, there is a great getting up morning. One of these days, he knows, amen, where everybody is. Listen to me. I don't care them mass graves when they buried them thousands of Jews in the Holy Ghost cost time. Amen. Amen. Total destruction of bodies. Lost at sea. Maybe the fish of the sea had ate them. Now it's common to be cremated. You can take your, amen, body and cremate it. Amen. And scattered on the river, or scattered over the great Rocky Mountains. Hey, I come to tell you, one of these days, God's going to know where you are. Amen.
Come on.
Glory. I said glory.
Yeah.
Those who have died in the faith will not miss out on the rapture of the church.
Right. That's right.
Sir.
Thank you.
Here we have Philippians 1:23. Read it to us, Sister God.
For I am in a strait of 22, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two.
Yeah.
He said, because if I depart, I'm going to be in the very presence of Christ.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I got to get my punchline and I'm done. Amen. All the way down to verse number 16. Amen. Glory to God. I've been lost my place 2 or 3 times. Back over to Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall arise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul was looking for the impending, for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who rejected the doctrine of the rapture, amen, say, well, the word rapture is not even in the Bible. Amen. Well, the word grandfather ain't in there either, but we believe in grandfathers. Amen. The word Bible's not in there, and we believe in the Bible. Amen.
Uh-huh. Great God. Come on.
So what does rapture mean? Amen. In the Latin word rapto or raptus, it is a word that means to seize. Amen. For oneself. This word rapture means to be caught up. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God. This phrase comes from a word that refers to a strong, irresistible act of God. It literally means to seize by force and to carry off by force, to claim for oneself. When God comes, He's coming, amen, with that great host, that great cloud of witnesses. Who is that? Those that have already died on and went before us. Amen. He's coming with a great host. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. To seize. However, there are forces that would hinder our departure if they could. Don't let sin get in your heart. Amen. It'll hinder you. Don't let the influence of the flesh get in your heart. It'll hinder you. Don't let the world nor the devil get in your heart. It'll hinder you. But praise God, no force will be able to prevent His coming. Oh no. Amen. No force will be able to hold us down here on this earth when He comes. Did you hear me? Amen. One of these days, Brother Tommy Romans, Jesus is going to come riding on the clouds, and the Bible said He's going to stop in the air. That holds great significance. We'll get to that in a minute. But when He stops in the air, amen, the Bible said that He's going to cry with a great shout, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Amen. Every dead man that had ever lived from the start to the finish is going to get up. Hallelujah. In my text verse here today, and it said that they which are alive will not prevent them.
Right.
It's not going to stop. Amen. God's going to deal with the dead first.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why He later said, comfort ye one another with these words. Your loved ones that have died, amen, God's not forgot about them.
No.
When He comes, they're the first ones that'll be raised from the dead.
Yeah.
And when Jesus comes, riding on the clouds of glory, amen, and He gives a great shout, amen, and say, come up hither.
Come up.
You know what's going to happen? The dead in Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. How do you know that, Brother Jason? Amen. I tell you how I know it. Amen. Cause first, the book of John 5:25 says, the hour is coming, and now is, that when the dead, great God, shall hear His voice, and the Son of God, and they that hear it shall live. The dead's going to hear it. I don't believe it. Well, you got to believe the Bible to believe it. Amen. This is an act of faith, Brother Earl. Amen. When Lazarus died, and his sister Mary and Martha, amen, ran out to meet the Lord and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus said, don't worry. He's not dead. He's just asleep.
Yeah.
Great God. Woo! He's not dead. Great God in heaven.
Come on.
Amen. He said, take me to where he lay. And they took him to the tomb of Lazarus. And there laid Lazarus. Amen. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. With that same voice that he's going to give a great shout with
on
that day of rapture. And Lazarus got up from the dead. And can I tell you today, that's what the church is going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to get up one of these days, at the end of time.
Come on.
Hey, amen. And God's going to call the church up.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. God's going to assemble the people of God. I'm done here. He's going to signal their deliverance.
Jesus.
And he's going to call them to move out.
Oh,
and the Lord is calling his people to fall. Amen. In and prepare for this move. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
That's my question to you today. When Paul talks about the rapture of the church, he uses this word we. Who is we? We which are alive and remain. We're going to see this happen.
Yep.
I believe. I don't know. I may have to go through the way of the grave. But yeah. I'm looking for the coming, Brother Tom.
Right, right.
Amen. I believe that he could come back.
Sure.
I believe that he could come back before my life's over. Hallelujah. And if he comes, I'm going to be ready.
Right.
Woo. Great God in heaven, the rapture is for those who are in a personal faith relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then lastly, he talks about this great reunion. Paul tells us that we're going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. This verse reminds us of the day of our rapture. Amen. Will also be the day of our reunion. We'll meet those who have gone on before us.
Right.
You'll meet your spouse, your children, your parents, your loved ones. Amen. Again in the clouds above the earth. The meeting will be far different from the partings. Amen. Oh, when you have to say goodbye, it's a sad time. But can you imagine what it's going to look like on that day? Hey, God in heaven, I need this. The book of Revelation, and I'm done, Sister Paige. And little, if you'll give me that song. Amen. Hey, God, Revelation 21. If I can find it, I'm going to end with this. 21 and verse number 4. Amen. Talking about that great reunion. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. There'll be no more sugar diabetes, Brother Earl. There'll be no more heart attacks. There'll be no more heart trouble. There'll be no more back pain. There'll be no more tears, no more crying in that land. But oh, I come to tell us, there'll be rejoicing in that land. There'll be happiness in that land. Church, I come to tell you, you don't want to miss that great coming day.
No, that's right.
You don't want to miss that great day of the Lord.
Right. Yes, Lord. It's a whole other message in itself, what happens if you miss.
Oh, God.
Well, Bible readers know the Bible said there'll be 7 years of great tribulation.
Right.
When Jesus raptures the church out, there'll be no restraining force. The Holy Ghost will not be on earth like it is now.
Right.
Sure. When Jesus lived on this earth, amen, God sent his only son. He died. And as he was going away, he said, I'm going away. He said, but if I go away, I'll send you the Comforter.
That's it.
Right. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, the power, the Spirit of God. And he's going to dwell on earth to lead you in all truth and righteousness. That's why when a Christian gets ready to sin, maybe you get ready to tell a lie, you got that feeling, that conviction gets you in your heart. That's the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's the Spirit of God telling you don't do that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus said, without this, you're none of mine.
Amen.
If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you're not God. If you don't have that power, amen, indwelling inside of you, amen, you won't be able to make it through a sinful world.
Right. Glory to God. You're right. That's exactly right.
So one of these days, Brother George, this great event that I'm talking about, the second coming of the Lord, when Jesus comes back riding on the clouds of glory, and he calls the dead in Christ to rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up, and we're going to go be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And then during that time, 7 years of tribulation.
Right.
A while back, it got very popular. Several years ago, the Left Behind series got extremely popular.
Yeah.
That's what that was talking about.
Amen. You don't want to be left behind, because the Bible says there will be torture, there will be pain, there will be sorrow like never before.
Right.
Brother Kurt was talking about, I think it was Friday night the other night. Amen. That's when the sun will get so hot that the Bible said it'll scorch the backs of men. You can put on all the layers of clothes you want, and the sun's going to be hot. It's going to scorch the earth. There'll be sin. There'll be meteorites falling out of the heavens 100 pounds in weight. Amen. Yeah. Oh, it'll be a horrible time. You don't want to be left behind. That's why we preach, Brother Tommy. We're going to go on the first train load.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be left behind.
Thank you.
I remember when I was a kid first learning about God and getting in church, you know, and because I told you the other night, my cousin and I thought, me and Bill thought we got left behind. Bill woke up in the middle of the night, startled me, woke me up. He said, Jason, we've missed it. I said, we've missed what? He said, we've missed the rapture. We've missed the Lord. You know, I guess everybody was so asleep they didn't hear him, or maybe he was so asleep he didn't think he was hollering about it. He was. He said, I went through the house and hollered, nobody's here but me and you. He said, we missed it. Brother Tommy talked about being lost. Man, we were scared to death until we found Brother Larry was still in the bed in there. We thought we had been left behind.
Jesus.
You don't want to be left behind.
Jesus.
Get the Lord in your heart. Live for God.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me in this house. Won't you bow your head with me here, Lord? God, I preach what you put on my heart right here today. I know, Lord, every fiber in my soul, what you spoke to my heart back there in that little office earlier. I've tried my best. I wish I could have done better. Lord, you know the hearts, the condition of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this house today. God, on that day, I don't want nobody that's standing in this house today to be able to say, I never knew. I wasn't warned. Hey, I'm not saying this boastfully and braggingly, but I've preached long enough, and I've preached it enough to see people that I've preached to for the last sermon sit in services just like this right here. If you leave this service and you stand in eternity somewhere, I want you to know you don't want to face the wrath of God. Pray for me, church. I need God's help right here. Amen. Maybe others in this house, you don't think it's as serious as it really is. Let me tell you something. Believe me, you don't want to find out. You don't want to stick around on planet Earth and find out. When the Holy Ghost, the church, the Spirit of God, God's people sniff it out here, there'll be no restraining force against sin. Sin will take the earth over. It'll be a time, the Bible says, like has never been before. Amen. Well, got down to crunch time here, the most important part of the service. Who will get in his altars tonight, church? Amen. We all need to pray. Maybe somebody's lost, sinner. You need to pray. You need to ask God to get you ready for this great day. Amen. Amen. Come on, church. Let's fill these altars in tonight. Let's ask God to search our hearts. Let's ask God to get us ready for this great day.
Oh, Keeping all my